Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Friday, May 3rd. On today's show, China is sending a probe to collect samples from the less explored far side of the moon, and China's space forces have made U.S. troops more vulnerable than ever. Plus, NASA awards nearly $1.5 million towards moon-to-Mars space exploration, with UF and Florida Tech among the recipients. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with an ambitious mission from China, preparing to launch a lunar probe on Friday that would land on the far side of the moon and return with samples, providing potential new insights into the geological differences between that less explored region and the more well-known near side of the moon. For more on this unprecedented mission, we're joined now by our space correspondent. So what makes this mission so unique?
This Chang'e probe mission is groundbreaking for a few key reasons. First, if successful, it would make China only the second country after the U.S. to return lunar samples to Earth, and the first to do so from the moon's far side. Landing on and retrieving samples from the far side is particularly challenging because that side never faces Earth directly, requiring a relay satellite to enable communications. The far side is also an ideal location for certain scientific work like radio astronomy, since it's shielded from interference from Earth.
China has been making significant strides in lunar exploration in recent years. How does this latest mission fit into their broader space ambitions?
This probe launch is the latest milestone in China's increasingly sophisticated space program that is now directly competing with the U.S. China already made history in 2019 by landing a rover on the far side of the moon, a first for any nation. They returned lunar samples from the near side in 2020, and just this past week, rotated crews on their own orbiting space station. Looking ahead, China aims to put astronauts on the moon by 2030, launch several more lunar missions in coming years, and eventually establish a permanent crewed lunar base, though those long-term plans are still conceptual at this stage.
How does China's lunar program compare to NASA's Artemis program and the U.S. space program more broadly at this point?
While China has made remarkable progress, the U.S. is still believed to hold a significant edge overall due to its long history, extensive funding, established infrastructure, and technical capabilities. NASA's Artemis program aims to return American astronauts to the lunar surface by 2025, focusing on the moon's south pole, where ice deposits in permanently shadowed craters could support longer-term exploration. The U.S. is also leveraging growing private sector involvement from companies like SpaceX. However, China's space station could soon be the only crewed orbital outpost if the aging International Space Station is retired without a replacement, a sign of their rising status.
We'll definitely be tracking China's latest lunar launch closely, so stay tuned to Simply Space for updates on this groundbreaking far side mission. And speaking of groundbreaking missions, NASA has awarded nearly $1.5 million to academic, nonprofit, and business organizations to advance state-of-the-art technology that will play a key role in the agency's return to the moon under Artemis, as well as future missions to Mars. Among the recipients are the University of Florida in Gainesville and the Florida Institute of Technology on the Space Coast. For more on this, we turn to our space correspondent, James. These awards seem to cover a wide range of technologies. What are some of the key areas NASA is focusing on?
That's right, David. The 24 projects span a diverse set of technologies that are critical for NASA's ambitious Moon to Mars plans. Some key areas include using lunar regolith, which is essentially moon dust and rocks, for construction on the lunar surface. There are also projects on advanced robotics, like using smartphone video sensors to guide robots on the International Space Station. Other areas of focus are next-generation batteries and even improving neutrino particle detectors. So it really runs the gamut from very practical engineering challenges to cutting-edge space science.
It's interesting to see both academic institutions and private companies among the awardees. How does NASA decide who receives these funds and what's the ultimate goal of this program?
NASA evaluates applications based on their potential to advance technologies needed for future missions, while also supporting the growth of the commercial space sector. The Dual-Use Technology Development Program enables NASA to collaboratively work with U.S. industry and academia to close identified technology gaps. Ultimately, the innovations from these projects could become components and systems integral to NASA's architecture for returning to the Moon and eventually traveling to Mars. At the same time, the commercial space industry can leverage these advancements.
And we see some repeat awardees like the Florida Institute of Technology, Northwestern University, and the University of Alabama, which each received funding for two projects. What does that tell us?
It highlights the depth of expertise and innovation happening at these institutions. For them to secure multiple awards in this competitive landscape speaks to the strength of their proposals and research teams. It's also worth noting the geographic diversity represented, with awardees spanning from Florida to California, Texas to Tennessee. This program is tapping into pockets of excellence in space technology across the country to propel NASA's Moon to Mars ambitions.
Thanks for that report, James. It's exciting to see NASA laying the technological groundwork for the next giant leaps in space exploration. And speaking of space travel, SpaceX is now taking reservations for space tourists looking to fly to new heights. The private spaceflight company is offering trips to Earth orbit, the International Space Station, the Moon, and even Mars. For more on this story, we turn to our space correspondent. So, what can you tell us about these newly announced space tourism offerings from SpaceX?
SpaceX is opening up a range of options for those who have always dreamed of traveling to space. The company will be using their proven Dragon spacecraft, as well as the new Starship rocket, which is still under development, to fly paying customers to several exciting destinations.
And what kind of experience can these space tourists expect on these flights?
SpaceX says they will provide each passenger with a custom-fitted spacesuit equipped with advanced sensory gloves and a 3D-printed helmet. This state-of-the-art gear is designed to keep the space travelers safe and comfortable during their journey. Of course, the real highlight will be the incredible views of Earth and the celestial sights that await them in orbit, on the Moon, or even on Mars.
Do we have any details on when these tourist flights might begin?
The company has announced that the first trips to Earth orbit could launch as early as late 2024. Visits to the International Space Station are slated to begin in 2025. As for the lunar and Martian adventures, those timelines are still to be determined, as they likely depend on the successful development and testing of the Starship rocket.
It's certainly an exciting time for space tourism. Has SpaceX released any information on the cost for one of these out-of-this-world experiences?
Not yet. The price tag for these exclusive trips will no doubt be substantial. Previously, space tourists have paid tens of millions of dollars to visit the International Space Station on Russian Soyuz rockets. It remains to be seen how SpaceX's offerings will compare in terms of cost. But for those with the means and the desire to see Earth from above, it may be a price worth paying.
It certainly looks like the era of space tourism is about to blast off in a big way. Thanks for those insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.